Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the program. We're going to jump into the entertainment news now as we hit 5:40 in the a.m. I'm going to give you a contrast and comparison this morning of various entertainers, okay? First of all, let's start with Lady Gaga. Yes, she's still an entertainer. Lady Gaga says that she wears Michael Jackson's old clothes while recording. In a radio interview with Ryan Seacrest, Lady Gaga said she likes to wear Michael Jackson's clothes while she's in the recording studio. She says that she also insists that she loves Katy Perry and that it's exciting that they're going to both be releasing music at the same time. Now, the update on this story is, unfortunately, Lady Gaga has been duped. She misunderstood. She's wearing, apparently, clothes that you know, she thinks Michael Jackson wore. The problem is that somebody told her, no, Michael Jackson had gotten into these pants. And that has an entirely different meaning. Apparently, they belong to Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Sharon Stone is how old?
Sharon Stone is 60.
She's 55.
Okay.
She still looks great.
She's had some work done.
Well, of course she's had some work done. Most of her is 55 then. Let's put it that way. Sharon Stone's 55 years old, still looks great. And
word is that she is a full-time cougar. She likes the younger guys.
They asked her in an interview, hey, Sharon, how do you stay looking so good?
Uh-huh.
And she said, well.
Better living through chemistry?
She says, well, I just do all the things that you're supposed to do. I eat right. I sleep. I work out. I'm happy. I choose the good things. I choose the happy, healthy things. I don't choose the bad, unhealthy, unhappy things. What if you just don't do the dumb things, the stupid, unhappy things? Then she concludes with this wisdom that she's bestowing on all of us. Took me a long time to figure that out, but I think that's what it really is. Sharon Stone, philosopher, and apparently health guru, because she doesn't do the stupid things. All right, now that's one side of celebrityism.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Yep.
Allow me now to give you
the stupid side of...
That was the stupid side.
Oh, that was the stupid side?
Seriously? You have to ask? Lady Gaga wearing Michael Jackson's clothing in the studio.
Yeah, but what Sharon Stone was saying right there was very right.
You
away from the stupid stuff and do the healthy stuff, and
okay.
You will feel better.
Wow, this is more revealing about you than I had anticipated.
Well, what? All right, tell me what the stupid stuff is going to be then.
That was the stupid stuff.
All right, tell me what the good stuff is going to be then.
Surprisingly, it's Ashton Kutcher.
Really?
Surprisingly. And not only is it Ashton Kutcher, but it's Ashton Kutcher at the 2013 Teen Choice Awards.
Okay.
I am stunned and pleasantly surprised.
Tell people to pull their pants up?
He received the Ultimate Choice Award Sunday evening, and he went up to give his acceptance speech, and he came out and he said, by the way, you know me as Ashton Kutcher. My real name is Chris. And then he went on to explain what his philosophy is. He says, I believe that opportunity looks a lot like hard work. When I was 13, I had my first job with my dad carrying shingles up to a roof. And then I got a job washing dishes at a restaurant. And then I got a job in a grocery store deli. And then I got a job at a factory sweeping Cheerio dust off the ground. He went on to say, I've never had a job in my life that I was better than. I was always just lucky to have a job. And every job I had was a stepping stone to my next job. I never quit a job until I had my next job lined up. And so opportunities look a lot like hard work. When he went on and he went on and talked about him being considered a sexy individual, he said being sexy has nothing to do with the quote crap that teenagers are sold about in society. The sexiest thing in the entire world is being smart and being thoughtful and being generous. Everything else is crap. I promise you, it's just crap that people try to sell you to make you feel like less. So don't buy it. Be smart, be thoughtful, and be generous. Then he went on to make a third point, and this is brilliant. He said, He said, in order to have fulfillment, refuse to live your life inside the world. He says, quote, everything around us that we call life was made up of people that are no smarter than you. He went on and said, and you can build your own things. You can build your own life that other people can live in. So build a life. Don't just live one. Build one. Stunning from Ashton Kutcher. Absolutely.
Obviously, he must be a really good actor because that's nothing like the Kelso role on that 70s show.
Absolutely. And I read this and I thought, you know what, buddy? You're hitting the nail on the head. You are hitting the nail on the head. What is truly sexy? Being confident and intelligent. What should you do? Make the best of it. Don't be intimidated. When you step out in, you take on something. You step out in there and you're like, I can't do this. Look at all the sharks that are swimming in this water. I can't go into the deep end. There's too many pitfalls. There's too many things to overcome. The people that are successful are no smarter than you. They are no smarter than you. Hard work. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. WSAU, that is all there is for the entertainment news. The rest, to be honest with you, was just crap. WSAU will be right back.
The Missouri State Fair is proud to announce Clown Sensitivity. The Missouri State Fair is proud to announce Clown Sensitivity Training.
I will not wear an Obama mask while performing my important clown duties.
It is our hope that effective training will allow our clowns to navigate the complexities of the modern clown workplace.
I will not wear big shoes as it may offend those with corns, bunions, gout, and or clubfoot.
Clown sensitivity training is also critical to establish important legal protections against potential clown lawsuits.
I will not wear a large red nose as it may traumatize those who suffer from allergies, nasal acne, or cocaine addiction.
At the Missouri State Fair, quality clown entertainment for a diverse society is our goal and our commitment.
I will not paint my face white and wear a bright red wig.
Actually, that's still allowed. Because let's face it, gingers have no rights and deserve to be laughed at.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.